I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's time, Mary. It's time to talk about maybe one of our favorite shows on Bravo, the season 7 premiere of Summer House.
I cannot believe it's been 7 seasons. And I can't believe Kyle Cook is pretending that he has rented summer houses for years and this is actually a thing.
He's like, nobody, the homeowner called me. I'm like, no, they didn't. But I love the storyline we're going with.
They must have gotten in so much trouble from like the neighborhood or something that they're...
I feel like they didn't get in trouble, but the producers just wanted to make it like, you don't get your own room this time. We need, if you're going to lay in bed all day, we need 4 people in that room.
Oh, really? I can understand that there's probably some weird zoning laws and yeah. They're like, oh no, you can only have 5 bedrooms, something like, because it's technically a bedroom has to have a closet. So I maybe like those rooms don't actually have closets and why it can't be considered a bedroom. There's probably, you know, it's just Hampton money, baby. They'll get you. They don't want them there. So they're going to find any way for them to have trouble. I do think it's real. And you know what? I hope that perhaps somebody from Summer House will come on and be able to tell us the truth of the matter.
That's a great idea. Great idea. I'm putting love that for us.
Ask, believe, receive. I'd like Kyle Cookie on this podcast.
I feel like Kyle is destined to come on this. You know, we haven't had Lindsay either. I mean, maybe we need to have them separate because I'm worried about this relationship, but we'll get into that.
But okay, out of the Summer House people, we've had on Luke, Carl,
and Rachel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know. It feels like we should have, but you know, we've had like conversation, like some of them have won the March Madness, which is coming up, you know? So it feels like these are our friends, even though none of them are.
No, not at all.
Okay. But let's talk because I've texted you and I was like, this season's going to be tough.
You're like, I'm worried.
I'm worried about this season. I think people are going to turn on Lindsay. I think everybody's going to start loving Paige. I felt like she was super likable in this. And I think just watching the relationship between the lover boy core 4, which is like Kyle, Amanda, Carl, Lindsay, is going to make me really sad.
I have adored Hub House for years. And I've always been, I feel like, on her side. I'm afraid I might be turning on her this season.
I got nervous. It just, you know, we got nervous, okay? But we thought, because, you know, Summer House doesn't do, none of these other shows do these taglines that the housewives do. So we came up with the ones who were featured on the premiere.
Right. But also, it is interesting how, like, Vanderpump Rules, there's a whole, like, going into the different restaurants. I feel like we need more from Summer House for their opener.
Why can't – we used to get them. We used to have one where it featured them, and then it just kind of goes away. But I'm like, give us an opening credit. You know, it makes me think of, like, okay, you've got, like, HBO. Like, when White Lotus comes on, that theme song comes on, and it's, like, skip intro. I'm like, absolutely not. I am dancing for the 45 seconds. Right now, The Last of Us is on, and the music is – I mean, it is.
I've heard that's a good one.
Oh, Mary, jump in. I do not like these shows at all, but I am watching it.
Give me the premises again.
It's based on a video game, and it's basically this apocalyptic life where something has happened and people kind of become the infected. And so now it's like 20 years later and there's these quarantine zones. And basically, Pedro Pascal's character has to kind of like transport this young girl to the next zone. So we're just like kind of watching. Now, I have no connotation of what the game is like, because I've never played the game. If you guys can believe, I'm not a gamer. So I don't know if there's like more to it. I'm sure that there's like, I feel like there's like, when I watch it with like my friends who have played the games, they're like, oh, Courtney, just wait. And I'm like, okay. I mean, that's all I can do. I can only wait.
Do you think I like it?
Yes. Yes.
It also sounds like a co-ed situation.
Exactly. It is. Yeah. It is. Like, I think like Michael would really enjoy it. And I feel like, okay, so I've said before, like episode 3 was like one of the most beautiful episodes of TV I've watched. And I feel like that's how they get those of us who are not game people, because now I'm invested.
Okay.
I'm like,
this is something I'm going to look into this weekend.
I think you should look into. But so, okay, let's go in with the taglines. I agree. I think we need more of an opener. I feel like it's like, we need that, because I feel, don't you feel like when the song starts, you're like, I'm in. I've got the next hour. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm drinking a Lover Boy. I'm doing whatever it is. I'm ready.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Who do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
I think, go ahead. You start with Carl.
Okay, Carl. I'm California sober. And wait, what? Oh, Lindsay just told me it's time for berries. Okay, babe.
Amanda, I'd rather be at home with my dogs at home. Looking fashionable.
The women's bodies on this show are just incredible.
Okay. I mean.
Okay. Lindsay, they call me Hub House. Now me and Carl live in the same house. Babe. Am I living in the rom-com?
Kyle, some people say you can't be 40 and have a mullet, but I'll say it to myself drunk in the kitchen at 4 a.m.
Closet eating.
With the towel falling off.
I feel like he's always like, what's in the freezer tonight?
Remember on Winter House, I don't even know why I remember, he's like, I am doing the best I can, even though I'm about to be 40, man.
I love him so much.
So much.
Paige, the only relationship I have in this house is with my closet.
Gabby, I'll read your sign, but you don't need to read mine, because I'm just going to tell you I'm crazy. I feel like astrology people, like, there's a little bit of an edge, you know?
She's a Scorpio rising with a lunar eclipse in the Capricorn at a Cancer sunset.
Definitely a Taurus somewhere in there as well. I think she's a Taurus rising. Yeah. But I really liked Gabby. I thought she was a good addition.
You can say Maya's.
Okay. Maya, I don't give this cookie away for free.
I love that. How about them cookies?
Yeah.
Sam, if you're not getting 10,000 steps before 10 a.m., what are you even doing here?
I like to be annoying.
I don't think she's going
to
fit for me.
Interesting. And then finally, Chris, I'm this year's random single man, and I hope I make it to next season.
I did enjoy him, though. There was something endearing. At first, when he came in, I was like, no, bro, no. And then I'm like, actually,
I know.
See it.
I don't know if it's with the editing or whatnot, but I feel like they brought him in really fast and he opened up a lot faster. And I don't know if it was because they kind of were like, there are 3 men and 8 women in this season. And we'll get random appearances from Corey, Andrea, probably Luke at some point.
And like, how did this happen?
Like, honestly, Chris is apparently connected to Kyle. Sam is connected to Amanda. I mean, and Gabby is connected to Paige.
Such an imbalance. Is it also because like they're like, well, Craig, we know Craig's going to come. You know, like, okay, Amanda and Kyle are a package deal. Carl and Lindsay are a package deal. Then we know Paige and Craig will come. But then
Oliver will probably make a drop by with Maya. True. Maybe then Robert and Danielle, which I feel like we're going to see the end of them too.
Do you think we're going to see it in the season? They're definitely not together. They have not been. But she's still at the Brooklyn apartment. She definitely has that apartment.
And she went to Aspen, but there's nothing there. It makes me sad. I want Danielle to have her happy ending. And I think that's going to be fodder for a lot of the Carl and Lindsay fighting with Danielle.
I'm so curious about the people saying like, well, that would be crazy if they got engaged right now. And like, would it? No, but is that because, okay, so I just think of like, okay, in February, they were confronted in Winter House about the hookup in October. Mm-hmm. So right now, we're probably in June, July.
It's the July 4th weekend. They show up July 2nd.
So is it that like it's air? I don't know. I thought it was really interesting.
They all seem to text before this started saying like, let's start fresh. And I think it's because they went through Winter House. Summer House was airing while they were Winter House. And if the other people were smart, they'd see that people were siding with Lindsay. And it makes more sense to not start the fights because I got to say, like coming in with like a fresh, I literally texted you like, guy, I like Paige. Paige has been, she's the narrator in a sense of this season, kind of giving Gabby the lowdown of what's going on with everyone. I just thought she was like lighter. And I don't know if maybe it's because Sierra's not there. So maybe there's like this new fresh though. I don't know. It just felt to me.
She's almost like the Cameron Eubanks of the group.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But I think she's kind of said like, I'm not fighting with Lindsay this year because it's gotten me nowhere with the fandom and the Bravoverse. It does not make sense.
Well, and like she's over like the Lindsay fights are like a hamster wheel. Yeah. And I think Paige is like, I'm over it. Like I'm in a good place in my life. I want to have a good summer. My boyfriend, I love my relationship. I don't have to see him every day. And I'm not going to get in a fight with this older woman. They always are ageist against Lindsay.
Love to say that. She's so old. I'm like, first off, it's not that old.
Her eggs are 27.
Yeah, come on. Okay. Even if a doctor said it's the truth. Okay.
Speaking of doctors and nurses.
Oh God. And this is where I was watching the downhill of what the fandom is going to think about this relationship.
Never. No. Take a bathtub on national TV. Have a sex scene. Do a painting.
No foreplay needed for the fans. Okay. How long was she hiding in that closet for?
Like, also, it's like we've learned from Tamara Barney. We've learned from Meredith Marks. We've learned from Justin and Whitney. And it's like, learn from yourself, Lindsay. Learn from yourself.
Don't do it.
Babe. Everyone has a friend that is like the babe friend. Everybody has this friend that it's like, babe.
But
babe,
I'm like the worst because I'm like, wait, sorry. Which babe are we referring to? Am I looking like, you're a babe. Hey, babe. I can't, like,
so you're a baber?
No. I'm the one making fun of the baber to their face. Like,
have you ever been called babe or babed someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not, in, but, behind closed doors.
In private.
Yeah. I'm not like a big, sure. Like I don't, right. Are you? You're like, Michael. You're like, hey, Michael. And he's like, oh, Mary's calling me. Hold on.
No, I'm not a baber. It's not my style.
What? Do you have a pet name for Michael?
Absolutely not.
Do you call him by his full name every time?
I call him Michael.
Not even like, hey, Mikey.
No, he's just Michael.
Mickey D.
No.
Nope. Mickey Boo Boo.
Nope.
Mike. I like I'll Mike. Be like,
my sweet baby angel face.
Yeah, there you go. But we know you're joking, I guess, right?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Ooh. I'm okay. Like, next time I see Michael, I'm like, hey, sweet baby angel face. How are you? He's like,
Mary, you told her.
It just was like, so she comes down this. Now, first off, she looks fabulous because I don't know if you guys heard, they go to Barry's boot camp. I know it wasn't really mentioned a lot, but big fans of Barry's boot camp.
Also, I think she got a blowout by Julius Michael before this scene. Like, it was great. Just, it was so embarrassing. It was so staged.
And then she's like, I'm not wearing underwear. And he's like lifting. I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. And then at one point, at the final part of this scene too, he's got red lipstick just all over his lips. And I'm like, we've got to make this stop.
But they're trying to prove to us that they are the perfect match. Totally. You can tell. And even in the car, when they're trying to say like, Carl and Lindsay were like matchy.
We're a match made in Heaven the Hamptons. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in sync.
Not in sync. Okay. But matching outfits.
This is my theory.
Okay.
I think Carl is really into it. I think he is very in love with Lindsay. And I think Lindsay loves Carl, but she's like, this is pretty good. Like, this can be my guy. Like, I'll have babies with him. But like, she's not. She's proving it to us. There's something missing there.
I think this is Carl's first relationship sober.
Yeah.
And I think,
well, he's California sober.
We'll get there. But like, I think it's what's really interesting is I think he's experiencing all of these things that he might have experienced in a relationship with the help of a glass of wine here or there, drink, a shot. We go out, we're having fun. And so you kind of a lot of milestone dating, like, in the beginning is going out, having drinks, feeling a little looser. And I think that there, Carl is experiencing all of this in a sober state, regardless if he's high, whatever. But like, experiencing it in a sober state. Now he's also doing it on camera. They also taped Winter House, where it was kind of like an us versus them. And now they almost have to keep up the charade of, look at us, we're strong. Do not find a flaw in this relationship, because we will not let this be the bane of our existence on this show where you're trying to like break us up kind of thing.
And it's also weird to think like, okay, they probably are like, okay, we are got to go in. We are a team. We're never going to go against each other. Like, it's us against the world type of thing. We know people are already questioning our relationship. So we're just going to love bomb them.
Yep.
If love bomb them for our relationship, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel it makes me a little sad because I can't imagine, like, I think it'd be so hard because it's also like they have to, you know, everybody's going to be talking about, remember when the finger bang incident, remember like this season, remember that, remember this, remember. And then it's interesting because it's like, reality TV would be just so hard. It's kind of when I think about like this whole like Robin stuff with Juan and people like, why didn't Robin tell us? I'm like, again, why is someone going to tell you about an affair in their relationship? Like, these are not details we're going to give. And it's like, you have to like have a facade of your relationship because like I could never do reality TV because I'm like, no, I'm going to expose everything on accident.
Right. No,
no,
no. But nurse heart palpitations scared me. It wasn't
she's
for me.
Like, I break hearts and we mend them too. And I'm like, with glue, I don't, I don't know what's happening here. This is a little too much. What I do love seeing, and we got a glimpse of it within Winter House, is how strong Kyle and Amanda are.
Yeah. Oh, and even at the end, like, she was so there for supportive. Her. I do think they're a great match. They're the first to arrive, and we're quickly find out that of the 9 rooms, only 5 are sleepable.
Which is wild. So we have a sitting room. We have a gym. One of the rooms is locked off. So yeah, we've got 5. So like the previous primary now has 2 king beds in it, which, you know, I kind of think it's fun this way.
I completely agree. But also, like, are people coming to knock on the door to check to see where the beds are?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm serious. Like, wait, they have that sitting room. Like,
are the police going to come?
I mean, is like the mayor of the Hamptons?
Oh,
who
no.
is the mayor of the Auntie? Hamptons? Who's the mayor? How many? What's the population of the Hamptons?
5.
Population.
It's probably Ramona and Bethany. They're going to come. And Bethany's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get my friend Barbara over here. Barbara, you remember Barbara? Yeah, she rescued Lou. Yeah. She's a contractor. She has those tool bags. Yeah. She'll come in here. She'll fix it all up. Yeah, it's on the highway. Oh, the highway's really great property. Shut up, Ramona. Skinny girl. Because
it's pretty big. Yeah. 58,000 people. That is bigger than I expected. Let me check out the mayor situation.
I mean, listen, because, okay, I've watched a lot of shows. They're serving the Hamptons, which is based on some restaurant. It just came to like HBO Max. I think it was on the Discovery Plus has kind of zoomed into HBO Max. So now we're getting like kind of all these shows. They're selling The Hamptons, which used to be, it's called something else. It used to be on Netflix. And now it's, there's a new season that was on HBO Max. We've got that.
I watched it.
We've got Summer House. There's an Amazon Prime show about The Hamptons. I mean, guys, I basically know absolutely nothing about The Hamptons. And but everything.
Right. Well, Jerry Larson's the mayor. I'm sure.
Oh, Ramona, Jerry.
I'm sure Ramona's had dinner with him a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Jerry. Slept with him.
Yeah. Jerry goes to the surf lodge all the time. Big fan. He's the hottest mayor Sutton Strack's ever seen.
Okay.
Remember when she said that about the WeHo mayor?
Yes. Okay. So then Paige goes and picks up Gabby, who we meet, and clearly they met at a party, wasted, and she read her horoscope.
Dinner, yeah. Now, look, what I say about astrology girls is what I'm saying is there's a little bit of crazy, but I want to know everything. I read my cards. Tell me about my lifelines. Like, tell me just who I am as a person. Lie to me, and I'll believe it still.
I think Gabby, though, she's going to bring like a really fresh energy. I think she is a super vulnerable, and she's like
so witty.
Dive right in. Yeah, you know, she doesn't have like walls up. I'm excited for her. I think she's going to be a great addition.
Yeah, I think it feels like her and Paige actually really do know each other.
I'm not so sure about that, but.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Well, they got to know each other in that car ride.
They did.
They did. So that was good. That was good. You know, we met Maya comes. I love her blonde hair.
She looks fantastic.
Looks so great.
I'm like really sad because she's like, they're still just dating Oliver. I'm like, you've been with him for a year and you're saying you love him and like you don't have the boyfriend girlfriend.
Well, she said she loved him very drunk. When she drunk.
Well, I'm sure.
Now we know they're not together.
I think he's a bad guy.
Oh.
Yeah. I heard someone.
He's a chef, right?
I heard he like gets around.
What?
I
gets around the 58,000 people in the Hamptons around. What?
Yeah, I don't
Let's
know.
Let's tell Jerry. We're going to tell the mayor. Get him out of the Hamptons. Don't hurt our girl, Maya. We love her.
Yeah. So
what I also like about Maya, too, is I think like it's always so interesting when it's the second season of people because it's almost, you know, this thing where you're like, okay, when you're the new person, you're not, it's not that you're on the outs, but obviously everybody has like a history together. So then when you come in as like a second seasoner and you've got everybody that's kind of new, you're like almost like part of like the old school cool kids.
Completely. You're not the new kid on the block anymore. You're in the inner circle. And she just dropped some bombs right away, which
I wanted to say though, when she came in, they're like, did you come in with balsamic vinegar? She's like, no, it's tequila. I was like, I'm glad that that's what they think of Maya, that they're like, no, like Maya, she's like, great. She brings us balsamic, but she brings the accoutrements for us.
Right. Helps with the cooking.
Yeah.
But basically now this all made sense. So basically her and Carl were getting high last season. I think Carl's probably pissed that she's even exposing that he smokes weed or does gummies or whatever. And I'm like, Carl, live your life. I do. You clearly said alcohol doesn't make me a good person and it makes me like do other bad drugs. So he's admitted this. Like I get drunk, I do blow and like become a bad version of myself and I get in fights and like that's not who I want to be. You know, weed, marijuana, Mary Jane, whatever you want to call it,
ganja
doesn't do that for him.
Pot.
But I'm like, okay, you guys would just get high last summer and have like good talks and want to mellow out. You probably did the stevia kind. And you guys had
stevia kind.
Isn't that like in the couch? Indica.
Oh, indica. In the couch. Oh,
stevia is like
sativa. Upper?
Oh.
Stevia is the sugar. It's the yellow, it's like the yellow packets of sugar. That's how I was like, is it a sugar that they're using?
I'm always close but far away, you know.
The flogger, by the way, a lot of DMs about flogger versus fluffer.
Oh, tell me.
The fluffer is the fluffer. No, the fluffer is where they keep the man hard in porn, but it doesn't happen often. So and the flogger is like a leather whip.
I was right about the flogger.
Yeah, so I think we were both right, but you know,
I knew that. 50 Shades of Grey.
Letters are hard for us.
Okay.
Well, I'm not.
We're always almost there. And I feel like people do know where we're going.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
I got it 80% of the time.
Yeah.
Other Can we 20. Take,
do you mind taking just like a quick little break? And then let's dive into the Maya and Carl of it all.
Yes.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, so basically Lindsay is mad at Maya
Do you find it interesting why she's mad at Maya, that she thinks Maya's the bad influence on Carl? Did you catch that?
But exactly. That was the point. But she's like, no, you came on to Carl. I'm like, no, you don't want them smoking weed together. That's what's going on. And I don't think they smoke weed. I think they do gummies.
Is it called do gummies, Mary?
I don't know.
Like eat a gummy?
Hey, you guys going to do some gummies later? Meet me in the back alley and we'll do some gummies. I'm add some stevia.
No, I don't know. Do the gummies.
Do the gummies, buddies. Like, hey, babe, you want to do some gummies?
They totally do in their apartment alone. She's like, you're cheating on me with the gummies. With Maya. I'm serious. She's like, but I'm going to pretend like Maya's having a sexual relationship with you. Like,
which is what? Because she was dating Oliver at the time. So, and it made me sad because when they did the flashbacks to the previous season, I was like, oh, you could tell Maya was really just looking for a friend in Carl. And again, talking about like sober Carl, like that was his first season coming to the house sober. Like they just found it was a nice like balance to have someone there who could like ride this wave with you. And so it felt like Lindsay was jealous and a little insecure about their relationship. But I do also have a question for you.
Okay, I have another.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. Though. I also think that Lindsay didn't know that him and Maya were smoking weed together, and then was like, oh,
I could see that maybe
do that like, together.
True, but okay, here's a question I have though. Mm-hmm. And this is, I'm just putting it out there, if you are friends with someone, if I were to text Michael, mm-hmm.
and told you, hey, Mary, I texted Michael and he said we were going to do this. Would that bother you that I texted him and not like said like, hey, Mary, do you want to text Michael and see if he wants to do this?
That wouldn't bother me because I feel secure in my relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if it's a friend and if it was a random girl that was like, oh, my God, I love your boyfriend. I totally just texted him to see if he wants to hang out. I'd be like, what the fuck? I don't know you. I don't know your relationship with him. I don't love that.
I also have the password for to the phone.
Well, so you know, I'm okay. Hypothetical Mary, besides all your stalker
ways. I wouldn't care.
Where is he?
Care.
What's his location right now? Tell us.
Probably at work.
Okay. Probably. She's like, I checked it right before we logged on here.
No, like last night, I was like, oh, you started ski ball again? You didn't tell me that. At the ski ball, please. He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Good luck.
Does he have a set of like 8 ski balls?
No, like a bowling. He's ball? On the move. He's on the move. He's on his way home from work.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Check back in 10. But I just find it very interesting. Like, I just think like, yeah, if that were like me in the situation, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What'd he say?
Right.
And then I'd say, why the fuck aren't you responding to my text messages? I'll smoke a J with you. And now I'm not going to. I'm going to go do gummies with my stevia friends.
Wait, and then like Amanda chimes in and is like, well, I'm not talking to them either. And I'm like, wait, so you haven't talked to them since Winter House?
It like, sounds it's like weird there is because- lover boy drama. And I want to say, okay, I'm going off a theory again based on absolutely zero evidence. Mm-hmm. Lindsay is telling Carl they are using you for lover boy, not paying you enough money.
Yep,
and you should be getting your fair share. Just because they started doesn't mean that you don't have equitable equality here.
I know it is like an interesting situation because he is the VP of sales and clearly he's like the face of the company as well. Even like Lindsay, if she's coming to these events and appearances and that's how they like sell their product. So it does get rather confusing, I think.
Yeah.
Also, I just forgot about this.
What?
When Carl was in San Francisco, he is an investor of
Subsist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do remember. Mm-hmm. I think I smoked weed with Carl.
What? You did the gummies?
The dosa.
You flew to a dosist?
It's coming back to me.
Oh. Guys, we have a problem with Mary. Mary's got a problem. It was about 5 years ago.
No, but I mean, everything.
I do recall you saying that he was an investor in that. So I wonder if maybe if he's still... has thing like connections there or if he still is. But I think that's what it is like she's saying like you need to get yours. And let's remember like Lindsay did have Hub House PR or whatever the hell it was called before. And I do think that Lindsay is somebody who like gets what she wants and like will fight for her like equal rights kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think she's just saying
I actually kind of understand it. I'd love to know how much money he's getting or how much equity is in the company.
I just think Carl is also kind of like, look, like Kyle helped me out when I was in a bad spot. We kind of did this together. I don't think he's like, I know you're right, but I also he's like my friend. And I don't know that I want to like rock the boat in that sense.
No, but I think he's also like listening to Lindsay and like, totally. Oh, she's going to be my girl. And like, we live together. We have a car together. And like, I'm going to do what she said. He just seems like an obedient partner.
Well, I think he said like Lindsay brings out the best of him. And I think what he's like, I think what he's recognizing, like Lindsay wants the best for him. It also benefits her too, to have the best for him. Right. And I think Carl blames himself again. Minor in psychology doesn't matter. I think Carl blames a lot of things that he's done in his life. And I feel like he's very hard on himself. And so I almost think he doesn't think he deserves to have as much success as he should be having.
When we did interview him when he won March Madness, I feel like that was like a pretty dark interview in a lot of ways. If you guys want to revisit it.
It was fresh.
He was like melancholy.
Yeah, he just was reflecting on a lot and it's, you know, we were like saying, like, don't be so hard on yourself. Like,
I think you legitimately said that.
Like, shit happens and you're in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Again, minor in psychology and based on no evidence whatsoever, mm-hmm. But, you know, here we are. Okay. So anyway, so they're back to that.
And Kyle's like, I'm just like happy there's another couple in the house. Eyes off me and Amanda.
Well, but Kyle is like having a really tough time
dealing with this relationship. And I think it's because, like, he's like at one point says, like, I should be so excited that two of my best friends are now together. And yet I just have tension. I don't love it. I feel like I can't talk to Carl. And I think it's because obviously besides the dynamic changing, but it's like, he almost has to like go through Lindsay to go to Carl because he knows anything he tells Carl, he's going to go tell Lindsay. Like,
but it's there's just something off with this relationship. Like, there is just some, I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint it quite yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something, because exactly like what you said, this was the person that officiated my wedding. I adore Lindsay. Like, you would think this would be so much fun. Like, you know, the Cuatro amigos, you know?
I also think it's very interesting because also Lindsay tells us, so she was sober for 5 months. She's now, you know, had Easter with Aunt Rhonda and was like, I want a glass of wine. So now she's drinking. I noticed she was drinking that night. And then when they're at the party the next day, she had Loverboy in her hand. So now she's also drinking too. And she's like, you know, I just like don't get blacked out now. Oh, okay. But it just also feels like that. Like, I just feel like for her.
But I think what happened. They're
on eggshells with each other a little bit too. Like, where she's like, I don't want to do anything. Like, I need to live my life. But I don't want to do it. Like, I need to be.
She doesn't want to be sober, but she doesn't want him not to be sober. She wants to support his sobriety. So then she went on that journey with him and she's like, but I still want to drink wine. So mm-hmm. I'm going to drink wine, but I just don't need to black out because we got to go to Barry's in the morning.
Yeah. Barry's is at 8. There's still a few spots left. If any of you guys want. Oh, shoot. We get the clipboard. We should have gone to Barry's.
Sign up. Barry's.
Have you gone to a Barry's?
I've never gone to Barry's. I've only done Orange Theory, and
I just don't think you would like Barry's at all.
Is it like Orange Theory?
Yeah, but it's half treadmill.
Yeah, I mean, Orange Theory can be half treadmill. No, I know.
Well, treadmill, you got a rower in there, and you got three.
You don't always do the rower.
Oh, I don't like Orange Theory. I did it for Barry's years. Barry's is fine for me.
Yeah.
It's a little dark. You know, you're in the red room.
The orange. Like,
where's the flogger?
Right. Okay. But then also, so then like Lindsay and Carl finally get there. It took them forever. And Lindsay gives everyone a hug and is pretending like nothing has ever happened. And we're all chill.
She's like, oh my God, hi. They're like, hey, your hair is short. Everyone's like, they're like taking her lead on here. Like, are we starting something? Are we not? Like, I'm actually frightened of Lindsay.
Yeah.
I am scared of her. And then he's like, Carl to Chris is like, hey, have you ever done Barry's boot camp? I'm like, what is this? An MLM?
I know.
Like, hey, boss babe. Great. You look like somebody who likes to run for 20 minutes at a time. Do you love the color red? It looks amazing on you. You should come with us.
And he's like, have you ever done it? And he's like, I've done real boot camp, bitch. And I was in the Marines.
And I love how Carl straightens up. He's got his arms behind his back. Well, he's like, Semper Fi, you know, and the guy's like, you. But Chris, like, you can chill. Like, you don't have to, like, be, like, standing so straight.
There was something at first I didn't like him. And then I loved when he was like, you can choose to be positive. And you know what? You can choose also to be, you can complain every day or you can be grateful every day. I was like, I got to write this one down and tell my class.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought.
Don't be a complainer. Be grateful.
I also find him fascinating. Like, oh, he does salsa classes. Okay, love that for him.
I wasn't sure if that was real.
I didn't either, but then I wanted to say, I think it is. I'm going with it is because I like that he's multifaceted.
Yeah.
He's a guy with a photographer. Hobbies. He's a photographer. He runs and avoids mail trucks.
He works hard.
Yep.
I did also think it was funny that Carl's like, wait, so it's only Kyle, me, and this new guy. That's it. And he's like, I like work with Kyle every day. Like, I kind of don't want to be around Kyle right now.
Well, I also think he was like, okay, but Kyle and Amanda are good. Everyone loves Amanda, which then leaves everyone going after Lindsay, which means also me. So then it's me and her relationship. So now shit, we are the villains of that. Like, he's processing this all in real time. And he's like, Chris, go fuck someone and never talk to them again. And let's let the house talk about it. Okay. Like, make you the scapegoat. Like, I don't like the way you talk to females. What did they yell at Luke that one season? And he's like, I don't like you.
I think that was it.
Oh, okay.
Just, I don't like you.
No, but that was what Luke said. But like Kyle was like, I don't like the way you talk to females. Yeah,
do you talk to women? Something like that.
Sorry, you guys, that was like really aggressive. And I yanked the earplugs out of my head.
Oh, okay.
While I was doing that. And
so someone raises the question, is Lindsay dictating who Carl can be friends with?
And I would say,
absolutely.
Well, I think she's just presenting facts and it's all the cons of everyone. Mm-hmm.
I was proud of Maya. She went into that kitchen alone, took her shot of balsamic vinegar and asked Carl for a sit down. And he's like, well,
he's so awkward. Again, oh, I think you're so right. The fact that he did not want to talk about being about doing the weed.
Right. And he's like, you know, like me and Lindsay, we moved in together. And
we're doing great.
Yeah.
We're doing really good. I don't know what anybody said, but we're the best we've ever been and we'll be even better.
I know. And Maya's like,
after berries, we're going to be totally ripped and great.
Maya's like, you know, I completely support your relationship. And then Carl's just like, you know, I'm not smoking weed. I used to. Maya's like, okay.
She's just basically saying, she's like, the way Lindsay talked to me was like I was not a human. Like, that's like unacceptable. And Carl's basically like, I don't know how to tell you this, but Lindsay and I made a pact and we'll never go against each other. I cannot agree with you in any way. And I don't care what she said because that is in the past. And you exposed the fact that I smoked a J with you and I don't do that anymore. And so we're really, really, really happy.
Nailed it. Nailed it. And Maya's like, did you ever think I like came on to you? Like, I never touched you. And Carl's like, no, I never thought you tried to come on to me either. And she's like, oh, okay. So,
but I love my girlfriend. I love her. Babe.
I was proud of her. She's like, I never came on to you. I'm sorry for talking about smoking weed, even though I still think you do.
I wish, like, sometimes I just wish they would break the fourth wall and be like, is Lindsay mad that I said this on camera? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, where I went wrong. Because, like, all I'm trying to do is bake cookies and fuck Oliver, okay?
Right, but I'm – makes me sad about Oliver. I really like Maya.
I know. I want Maya. And then did you see it, too? There's, like, this drama with, like, Kwame, too. Like, remember we thought they got back together?
Okay.
But then, like – this TikTok came out or reel or whatever it was where basically like he'd gotten someone pregnant. And then now she's, it sounds like
complicated.
And you know, what I think is she should just avoid chefs because I believe that Oliver was a chef too.
Oh, really? She's got a type.
She has a type with,
I mean, I can understand the chef vibe. Oh, Robert.
Oh. I get it. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's how they met. Cause Robert's the chef, right? Robert introduced them. Danielle did at the Alice in Wonderland party. That we're so stupid. We're so dumb. Let's take a quick break to celebrate how dumb we are, and we'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The morons are back.
The morons are here. Dumb, dumb, unite. Okay, so this basically everybody like ends up going to bed. Kyle, you know, I don't know, Kyle, they're like, Kyle's going to bed. Kyle's still at 4 a.m is in a towel. Also, I do want to go back to the pool where they all jump in. I'm like, wait, how do they all know that yellow is the theme for bathing suits? There's like
also
three yellow,
I think
bathing
it was
suits.
Freezing.
It was freezing, but I'm like, God, you guys in your hot bods.
I know.
Is this what I need? Do I need to sign up for berries? Is this what you're telling me? Because damn, everybody looks so good.
They look pretty great.
So then, you know, Kyle, Carl, and Lindsay are going to bed. He's downstairs. He's in his towel and he's singing himself. And it's like, that felt at home to me. That felt like the warm hug I was looking for was drunk Kyle by himself singing.
And if Kyle's like, if Carl's going around this house asking if people want to go to a fucking berries boot camp at 8 a.m., if this is the new normal, I'm going to jump out the window. Also, wait, I do want to back up to Lindsay's confessional. And she's like, I'm allowed to set boundaries. And Maya was not supporting his sobriety. And
I'm the adult here. And like Carl was like, yes, you are. Like, it's so interesting to watch Lindsay have the power in this relationship.
And but she's always had the power in a relationship. And when she doesn't, she loses control. And then like,
how many sandwiches have you made for me?
Exactly. And I also just like thought it was, I mean, it was interesting. She was partaking in the shots. Like, I feel like a glass of wine and a shot is a little different.
I mean, I whatever know. Works for them. I think I also find it's like, I also wonder if they had a talk where they said, oh God, people are going to come at us for being sober in the sense of like, oh, they're no fun. So she's like, I'm going to go in night one and I'm going to show them how fun I am.
But I don't think she wants to be sober.
No, I agree. But I'm saying like, I think this is like a conversation they had before. Like, I'm going to drink.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel bad. I think they've just outgrown the house.
100%.
And that's
this is their last season easily. And I think give us a spinoff.
It's like, to be honest, I don't really need to see the Lindsay Kyle. I mean, the Lindsay Carl.
I want them in a different ensemble, I guess. It's like Summer House, the vibe of Summer House, which is weekends in the Hamptons is not what they need to do. It's more like, what's their everyday life? Like, what is it like friends in the city? So just like something that's more along with that. I don't want like a spinoff of just them too. I want them to go somewhere else with another ensemble cast.
Right. I wonder when they are getting married. I know she like went wedding dress shopping. So
I love that you know these from stories. I bless you for always watching the stories.
Thank you. I do my time.
Yeah.
I also wonder if like, okay, so say they like expire this house, do you know, and like maybe Kyle and Amanda might get phased out of the house as well.
This is Kyle's show. He was never leaving.
But if she gets pregnant, do you want people to replace them and come in like, and Paige would be like kind of the head of the house?
Yes.
I think so too.
Yes.
It's like hard. It's hard to say goodbye. And I also, this is how I was thinking the other day, as you know, we watched New Jersey, and I was thinking, I think a housewife is only good if you can watch them alone too.
Like I don't want anyone that long to watch though. Like,
but I would watch Teresa and Louie alone. I would
for 30 minutes only though. I don't want an hour.
Okay. Yeah. I would watch Marge alone. I would watch not the Gorgas alone.
Absolutely.
I don't care about watching them alone. So I think you kind of have to think about, would you watch these people alone? Are you interested enough in watching them alone? Dolores and her man? Absolutely.
My answer is no to all of it though.
Oh, okay.
I like a spinoff if it's a 3-episode series because I'm not
actually
saying
that it's actually really going to happen.
No, like, but I'm saying like
the perspective of being able to watch them just by themselves.
I think
that's how we know if you can really.
Like, I would like a 3-episode spinoff that ends with Carl and Lindsay's wedding. Like, I would like that. And then I think that there's these opportunities that it's like, say Amanda and Kyle get pregnant, right? And they take a season off. Then it's like, we're in the phase of like Winter House. We're in the phase of Ultimate Girls Trip. Like, let's do the challenge. Let's do these things where these people can now live their lives and we get to check in with them. Like, I've got to be honest. Like I said, I'm like, Paige is super likable in this. The fact that there was a couple month break from Winter House and then we didn't really have anything from her. And then she came in, I was like, I like Paige again. Like when they're too much, it's like these rotating casts that keep coming. I'm like, it's exhausting. But if you give me 2 weeks of them, I love it.
I mean, even like Leonardo da Vinci stayed in the house.
I mean, can you imagine the paintings that he did there? They turned one of those rooms into a painting room for him.
They're like Leonardo DiCaprio. That's a good one.
Like, come on, dum-dum, come join us, the morons over here.
I know.
She is a DG. Amanda is a DG, so she fits. That's our sister.
Okay, so then we like kind of wake up the next morning, and there's Kyle is like, he's having the Sunday scaries. He is hungover. His mullet isn't fully curled, and he's
Kyle's mullet, when she put that air wrap on it, I was like, I'm buying one now.
Wait, I got an air wrap hack. So I have the Dyson hair dryer.
Same.
And I follow this girl named Claire on Instagram.
Okay.
And she told me to buy it It's amazing.
By what? Like a part?
It's an attachment.
Okay.
It is like the air wrap. So basically.
Did you get it?
Yeah. I've been using
it. And it works?
It's
is
not
your hair tonight an example?
What are you trying to say?
Her hair's in a bun. I'm just kidding.
But
I know, but sometimes I just like to be stupid and spend money because I'm an idiot.
That's fine. But I always was upset because I'm like, I have the hair dryer. Like, why would I buy the air wrap too?
You need I'll take the link and I'll try it.
It's a knockoff attachment, but it more works on like your dry hair. So basically in the morning, what I've been doing is putting on the attachment and doing it on my dry hair, like on the front pieces.
Okay.
And it gets super hot. And it doesn't suck it up like the air wrap.
Let me tell you what you should do though, Mary, as someone with a cosmetology license. Sure.
Yeah.
Add a little water to it in the morning.
Like a mist. Hair.
Yes. Just get it a little damp because it'll curl better.
Right. But this gets so hot, it's almost like a curling iron that it doesn't need to.
Mm.
Because it's like metal. Like I didn't know it got so hot and I took it off.
You got a little burn. You got a little.
I took it off with my bare hands.
And that's why she has no fingerprints anymore. So she's going to commit the perfect crime. Okay. Well, let us know the attachment piece. I'm sure people will be very interested. So feel free to share that with everyone.
Okay, got it.
But I still do want the air wrap. And she even has the long extension piece on it too, because someone has been doing her research. Now, guys, here's when you buy the air wrap. Okay.
Oh, tell me.
Sephora sale. If you are a Rouge member, okay, you're top notch. You get that 20%, and you do it that day. You already have it in your basket when the sale comes, and you just click to buy 20% off.
So
you don't need X specific color; it all does the same.
What do you have from Dyson?
I have the blow dryer,
but I have a blow dryer at my house. I have a blow dryer at my mom's house.
So you should try this attachment.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it, but I'm still going to buy that straightener. You love that straightener.
I do really like the straightener.
I haven't straightened my hair since 2005. So
mine is too. Mine's so unruly.
I'm messing with you. Yes. Mary has very wavy
hair. I have three stages. I have three stages. Blow dry with the Dyson. Mm-hmm. Then I straighten with the Dyson. And then I go back over with curling iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't wash my hair for the whole week.
I love it. I love this journey for you. It's amazing.
Hot tip. Just don't wash your hair.
Also, we didn't mention, though, the night before, too. So Sam and Chris are starting to forge a little something or another. I don't think that Chris is Sam's type. And sadly, I think it is Corey that is Sam's type, which we see in the preview. And Chris is too nice. He's too nice. She's not into it. I could already tell.
I'm not feeling her.
Fair. I'm going to give her a second chance, but
25, works at Cosmo, does 10,000 steps a day before 10 a.m.
She's the real definition of a New York work hard, play hard.
And I'm like, how old are the other people? I think I'm being ageist.
I believe that Sierra is like 26. So I think that they're.
And also being ageist, that New Jersey housewife from the 90s. I can't get over that one. It's hard. Pill to swallow.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay. It's going to be okay.
Okay. So then, Kyle, he's sad he lost his buddy. Like you said, there's so much tension happening. You know, Paige, we check in with Paige and, you know, Craig and Paige, and she's saying he wants her to move down there, all this pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. Best sex of her life, though.
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe it at all. I know that Andrea was better. I know it.
Did she sleep with him, though?
Yes. His was the biggest dick she's ever seen. Had.
Okay.
I love Craig, but Craig is in a fairy tale. Literally, they're going, like, on a trip together, and so they're posting it on their stories because, you know, everybody always DMs, are Craig and Paige still together? Yes.
Right.
Please stop asking. Literally, they've mentioned each other on their podcasts. They post. They don't post on their Instagram because they use their Instagram as a business tool. Okay.
Smart.
Go sewing down south. They got stuff for Valentine's Day. Okay. They're posted there together. But anyways.
His stuff is good.
I love it.
Good stuff.
I love good this. Quality. Like the waffle sweatshirt that I got from them. I wear it all the time. I love it. It's like waffle material, not like kind of like corduroy.
Does it say waffles on it?
No waffles, just sewing.
Are you a pancake or a waffle girl?
I love a table pancake.
Oh,
the buff. Table pancakes are easier to split unless you're doing a full waffle and you want that specific quarter. Like you don't just take a bite off a waffle.
You take a quarter.
Well, waffles are so light and airy. I remember in the dorms, they had a waffle bar that you could make your own waffles. I'd basically have that for dessert every night. No wonder why I gained the
freshman 15.
Never got it off either.
Ozempic, Mary. So Craig, anyways, they're going on some international trip. Craig's passport holder is literally a quote from Peter Pan.
Oh,
and I'm like, this is the Lost Boys.
Like,
it's like, this is, are you, do you have this ironically? Or like, he's just like, I really like this. Cause like those Charleston boys are Peter Pan boys.
Yeah.
And just Paige, don't do it. Don't.
Is she going on like the cast trip? Aren't they filming?
I don't know.
They're going international though. There were passports.
I didn't care to look too into it because I like to be surprised when I watch the show, even though they have to share everything with us, you know?
Okay, I get it. Okay.
So we go to like a day party.
Yeah.
I often wonder this that we don't get to see, but it felt like it was a Loverboy sponsored party. Like, I think that they host sponsored parties in the Hamptons and then they just act like, oh, the cast is coming.
So the guy that comes in, who's very handsome.
Jorez?
Right. Yes. But the guy that they introduced before, he has been on Summer House many times. And I feel like he was on
the production team. The man in the red shirt?
Yes.
The bigger guy?
Yes.
Oh,
he has been at so many of their parties, been in the background.
I mean, Kyle like gives him like a handshake like right when they walk in.
I notice him.
Okay. I don't know.
I just think it's interesting. I'm like, how are you like really friends with him? Are you affiliated with the group? Do you work in production? You're one of their true friends. He was at Kyle and Amanda's wedding. I know that.
Oh, he was. Oh, interesting. Well, and I think I've
gone onto his Instagram before too. I somehow came across it.
Somehow by just going into the follow list and clicking on every single person until you found who you wanted. Is that what you meant?
I don't know.
But I think it was like, I thought it was funny because it was like, Kyle and Gabby are trying. Like Kyle's like, let me get to know you. I want to like know what kind of man. And Gabby's like, someone shallow, like a male model, my perfect type. And I'm like, oh, okay, love great. You. And then so then they go up to that guy that's friends with them, and he's like, you are barking up the wrong tree. I was like, I think they want your help to find one. And then when Chris's friend walked in, she's like, oh, hello.
They were cute.
I thought he was adorable, and I'm like, wait, why didn't we bring him on the show too? Is it the bedrooms?
I feel like they're not also like committing to who's like the full-time cast or friend of that's just like a hodgepodge, which actually is probably smart.
I do like that's what I'm saying. I like the idea that they're gonna kind of rotate who comes in. I was like, yes, Sierra and Danielle are not here this first weekend. Like, I wonder if they literally made a calendar of like these are the weekends you're involved because people have so many things going on. And I think that you are correct in the sense of like, okay, this is probably Lindsay and Carl's last season. Kyle and Amanda, if they, you know, get pregnant, whatever, they're going to have to like face. So they have to like bring these people in where they're like testing them almost, right? Like, how do people react to them? It is interesting though that we still like, I feel like we had a Winter House. We've had two seasons of Winter House and we like Rachel. Also, you guys, my friend said that he saw Rachel on Raya.
I feel like she broke up with the guy too. I do feel like that. I've noticed that. She hasn't posted anything.
He told me this recently and I was like, and I was like, no. When we talked to her, she was very in love with him and they were doing Christmas plans. And it was very exciting. She said it was the love of her life and they were so cute together. And he does architecture. She does interior design with the flowers. And it was like, it was a match made in Hampton's heaven.
Yeah.
And then I was like, did you swipe right? Did you match?
Yeah.
Did they? I'm like, you want me to?
Did they? Her
no, he just said.
Does he live in New York?
No, but Raya does not keep international to your area.
Well, LA and New York is the same nation.
True. But you can't get international
coast
on that.
To coast.
You can't get
coast to coast.
Bi-coastal.
Zip codes don't apply. Okay, let's just talk about like Kyle the next morning. He's so sad. He has the Sunday scaries. He's hungover and he's like, everything's going bad with Carl, like work-wise, it's weird. Like, you know, with the relationship
speaker, with weird. The music, with the speaker and Carl kind of like ignoring him a little bit.
Yeah. But
then
And then she's like, and like, he's really defensive because now he has someone in his ear. Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay. She's the Yoko Ono of Loverboy.
And then she's like, and then Carl's like, well, they haven't even asked. They like, oh no, who said they? Yeah,
Carl
they
said that.
Yeah. He's like, they haven't even asked about our move in. I haven't even talked to him about Italy. But you can tell like Kyle is going to get diarrhea right now. He's so stressed, you know? And Amanda's so cute. She's like, this is a natural thing. Like, things are different when people are in relationships, which I think is really true. That things change.
You've changed.
Things shift.
You've changed a lot. Yeah. You got in a relationship and you're like, and then you guys are getting married. Just kidding.
I don't think I've changed at all.
No, you haven't.
And Kyle's like, I think he's going to quit.
Well, and then it's interesting because we see Lindsay and Carl sitting outside and she's like, so have you talked about the company? And, you know, he's mentioning like, I don't know if Loverboy is for me. And I'm curious, though, because I'm like, is Lindsay like in his ear, though, saying like, we can do our own thing? Like what? Like, I'm just curious like, what the route
to quit,
is.
Threatened to quit because maybe you can get more equity, or you should be getting like money for appearances, or like it shouldn't just like be based on your sales alone. I think, and I kind of like, I get it. Like, he is the face of Loverboy. I don't know how, you know, and it's like Kyle doesn't own the company solely. It's not just Kyle's company by any means.
I mean,
I wonder if he even has 50%.
Oh, I mean, I think Kyle is a big stake. I think he has investors, but I think, it's Kyle's company. He put the, regardless of how he's doled out equity, maybe there's somebody, but I'm sure Kyle is on the board. I'm sure he has everybody that's like part of that company is someone that he's hired for it, that he's gone out and gotten the money for. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think Kyle, it's his company, but I agree.
He's the founder.
Yeah, 100% he is. I mean, I just find it's like,
who's the backers?
Yeah, gotta find it. I'm sure it's people like, remember Bird Dogs, like the pants that the shorts he did. I feel like he probably has like a circle of investors.
What?
Are you okay?
Okay. I'm on Kyle's LinkedIn.
Okay. Oh my God. Is your hand shaking right now? Are you okay?
Wait, go to Carl's LinkedIn. Is he still working for Loverboy? Because this guy is now.
No, we talked about this the other week that there is a senior VP of sales that's been hired recently.
Derek.
He's older.
Derek? Yes.
Like, I don't, guys, I don't.
You're lurking to look.
Wait, what did Derek say?
Derek, what did he say? Hiring. If you're looking to work in a fast-paced, fun-loving growth company, you should check us out, Loverboy. We're hiring inside sales managers, remote and market managers.
So I find it. So, okay. But based on just what we've seen from Loverboy, you haven't really seen Carl in. And like, I feel like it's basically Kyle's face. Like, hey, Boston, we're coming to you. Hey, California, we're doing this. Like, there hasn't been Carl recently. What?
Yeah. So that guy's had this job for 2 months.
Yes. So people were also saying too, like, it looks like he has a lot of experience, and that sometimes when people are getting ready to sell their company, they beef it up with these really experienced people. So maybe he's getting ready. Maybe he's going to sell to Jack Daniels like Skinny Girl did.
I know. He's like Bethany. I'm so happy for them.
I was thinking about this and I was like, good for Kyle. Like, he went to business school. He got himself, like, he's been like he's a networker. Like, look how far he's come. Like, he's literally utilized this show as a marketing, like, as a way to market his company. They all drink Loverboy. It's featuring every single show. It's one of the smartest things that I think for him, because, you know, they have like that Bethany clause. Like, if you start a company while you're on Bravo, I think you have to give like 10% to Bravo or something. That
you think he got out of it?
No. I think he said the marketing that we get on the show from this company is worth more than the 10% we have to give to Bravo. We have an entire season where we just feature Loverboy.
Also,
you know how much that would cost?
But also, it's like crazy that Bravo didn't even sell Loverboy at BravoCon because they were Budweiser sponsored, which is bullshit.
Because Budweiser, but think about it though. Budweiser is giving you $2 million to run, to put on an event.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bummer about Loverboy not being there, but I think the fact is like you have these sponsors who are paying lots of money.
Luke couldn't even sell his syrup because it was food.
Oh, interesting. I mean, there's rules. I think
rules are lame. Rules are made to be broken. My mother told me.
White claws and breaking the laws.
You guys, I'm excited. This is fun to talk about.
I could go on for a lot longer.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the season. I think we're going to have fun. I hope we have fun. I hope it's not a dark season. I worry about their relationships, but I hope that they can come to a point, because it's like, even if Carl isn't working there, I really hope, they mentioned, right? He was the officiant, their best friends. They really all kind of brought lover boy up from the ground up. So it's like, you have so much history. Please don't let do not be a Jill and a Bethany. Okay. Find hobbies together.
I love that. I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful too. And on that note, let's leave with some hope.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.